Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lilisa Williams Show. Well, it is 7 a.m. You're absolutely right. I know some of you are saying, okay, 7 a.m. and the show is on. Well, you know what? We are moving to this time. I won't call it a new time because, well, Tuesday mornings we're on the air at this time. But I will say that we're going back to this time because this is also our old time to come on to the broadcast. So we're kind of just going back, I won't call it our roots because we didn't start out with a broadcast this early, but I'll say going back to the way things were. So good morning, and welcome. Happy Wednesday. Happy October the 3rd. I want to give a shout out to my brother-in-law. Happy birthday to Richard. It's Richard's birthday today. So definitely want to give him a birthday shout out on the air, live on the air. I am Lilisa Williams coming to you live. As we say in radio land. So I hope everybody woke up today and with a great plan for your day. Hope you woke up with a great plan. I see there are lots of wonderful things happening. I'll call it in Facebook world. In Facebook land, there's a lot going on. And if you dialed into the broadcast, we welcome you on your phone lines. For those of you who might want to come to the chat room, I'm going to open that up for you. Let people know that I am broadcasting live on the air. And, yeah, we're going to try this again, 7 a.m. We know some people can get on at 7 a.m. Hopefully we'll be able to pick back up some people that we lost when we stopped doing 7 a.m. show, like our good friend all the way over in Japan. I think it's a little bit easier for that person to tune in. And because we're on this early, so we're coming back to 7 a.m. And just have to bite the bullet, you know, just got to get up early and get it done. But we just wanted to talk today on the broadcast. I had put it out there a lot of times on Face. If you want to know what the show is going to be about, if you go to my Facebook page, and that's on Facebook, you can just go to facebook.com/LaLisaWilliams. If you want to know what our show is about, usually you can go there. And I wanted to talk today about signs of a hater. You know, everybody has haters, right? And you hear people say, oh, let your haters be your motivators. And it's pretty funny, but, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, these things are a part of life. But some people have a real struggle. They have a real hard time when they're trying to accomplish a goal, trying to achieve something, you know, and there's haters around you. It's one thing if you're, like we, you know, remember not too long ago in the Gabby Douglas situation, Gabrielle Douglas, the young girl who won several gold medals in the gymnastics, in the sports of gymnastics for the United States. Well, the thing about her situation, she had some haters, and they said all kinds of horrible things during the time she was competing. The thing that, about that was that, you know, she didn't really know the people. They were way over there, you know, kind of thing. They were out there in Twitter land or, you know, Facebook land. She didn't really, it wasn't like they were her friends or the people probably, you know, really close to her. So that's one situation. But when you have people that are right in your circle, your immediate environment, I'll call it, your circle is your environment, and you want your environment set to a certain way. So when people are like that, well, it can somewhat be more of a challenge, or it could be a hindrance, or it could be a motivator. In other words, and sometimes it can be, though, a real struggle, a real problem, a real challenge. Now, let's talk about, before we look at, you know, some of the signs, let's look at, you know, the root of, you know, these haters. What's going on when this is happening? Well, sometimes what's happening is that people are just hating on you because they're jealous. That's just flat out, you know, put it out there. When people are jealous, they will hate on you, okay? And, you know, not to worry, because it does happen, all right? Another thing that people will hate on you is because they see what they can't do. You know, it's something that they don't even want to do sometimes, but maybe it is something that they wish they had done, and they can't do it. All right? This is what happens, okay? This can happen to people. You know, and for people who have these signs, you know, you're hating on someone. You know, you definitely want to stop that. You know, you don't want to be over in that camp. as we say. You know, you don't want to be in that camp, all right, if you're doing that. So, another thing, you know, haters, another thing that they do, haters usually are very negative people towards you, okay? That's the sign, you know, we said, what are some of the signs that the person is a hater? Is if the sign could be very, very negative, right? And getting back for 1 second to the reason why people do this. Well, again, it could be jealousy. It could be, you know, resentment. You know, they could want your spot. Remember when Satan was in heaven and he was jealous of God? Then you have, you know, Joseph, his brothers were hating on him. He said his father loved him dearly, even made him this special coat. And it said that the brothers hated him the more. Okay? So if someone is doing things for you that's treating you very special, say, for instance, you're in a church and the pastor or the church leader or whomever begins to treat you really special, that could draw haters. People hate you for that. Sometimes you could have a special gift, like Joseph, in the case of Joseph and his brothers. Joseph had this gift where the Lord was showing him things. And when he shared it with his brothers, they said they hated him for his dream. So some of the reasons people can hate you, you know, jealousy. They can hate you when people treat you really, really great. Okay? Another reason that sometimes haters hate, again, is because they see some type of gift or quality that you have that they don't have, which is really foolish to hate someone because of that. Because if God didn't give it to you, I mean, God didn't give it to you. No reason to hate someone that God did give the thing to. If God gave someone some special talent or gift and you don't have it, you know, why hate on somebody because of that? That's foolish. But it's normal and it does happen and people do it. So we're talking this morning, if you just tuned in, signs of a hater. And, you know, we started out by mentioning the quote that you hear some people say, let your hater be your motivator. And the reason you might say, well, why are you talking about this, Coach Lalisa? Well, because as you are achieving your goals in life, you're going to run into haters, and haters can mess you up. I mean, some of you remember our very dear friends, Michael Jackson and also Miss Whitney Houston, whose lives were, you know, snuffed out by haters, no doubt. You may say, well, weren't their lives ended and ruined because of drugs? Well, who do you think gives you drugs but a hater? Somebody who wants to get rid of you. You know, you may say, well, but the person who gave me the drugs, that was my friend. Well, not necessarily, because anybody who would give you drugs is not a friend. I mean, really, would you consider a person a friend that's trying to destroy you? Because that's what drugs, that's what they do. They destroy you. Maybe not suddenly, but over time they do. They destroy your family. They can destroy your mind, destroy your body, destroy your emotions. So, yeah, that's not a friend. All right? And the problem is that, unfortunately, I don't think enough and is being taught to young people, teenagers, about this. Now, we know if people go to Sunday school, they learn some things about the hater. Say, for instance, you know, with Joseph, and of course God has a chief hater, which is Satan, the devil. He hates God, and guess what? He hates you too. So, you know, even if you've been listening to, let's just say, for instance, let's take the presidential debates. If you listen to that, you can pick up a lot of clues about people hating on people just by the things they say. You know, anyone that is putting you down, being very negative, that's a hater. So, you know, now let's just talk for a minute about some of the signs of a hater. Yeah, people who talk very badly about you, always putting you down, always trying to make you feel sad, that's a hater, okay? It could be on the job. You know, some people on their jobs at work, you have haters. It could be a supervisor, a coworker, a subordinate. It could be a colleague, a peer. Certainly students have haters, and sometimes teachers, other students, principals. I mean, we hear about the cases all the time. Okay, but it's even deeper than that. Again, people who try to coax you into doing something wrong or illegal, even though you might consider them a friend, but if it's going to land you in jail or cause you to get hooked or strung out or addicted to dope and alcohol and other debilitating drugs, trust me, they are not your friend. They are an undercover, in disguise hater. You know, haters try to bring you down. You know, and then sometimes, you know, you can't really know who is going to be the hater, because some people just hate on you for no good reason. Right? So people who are, so these are haters. So again, like we said, you know, yes, you can let your haters be your motivator. In other words, you take the energy from their actions and you let that push you to try harder, to do harder, to be better. Okay? Let that push you to achieve your goal. Okay? Like, for instance, with Joseph, he had his brothers hated on him so much too they end up throwing him in a ditch and leaving him for dead. Then they end up selling him as a slave. But guess what? He didn't let that take him out. He let that serve as his motivation to seek God and to really do what God wanted him to do in his life. And God end up blessing him. Okay? So, again, you know, these are some of the things that can happen when people hate on you. So some of the signs, people that are always offending you, very offensive. Usually saying very unpleasing things. Now, again, you know, it's a lesson for all of us to make sure we are not doing this as well. It's like you take your car in for a tune-up or a checkup, or you take your body in to the doctor on a regular. Some people take their doctors in, say, some people take their bodies to a doctor, you know, every 6 months for a physical, a checkup, or on an annual basis. People take their car in every 6 months for tune-up. But who takes their mind for a checkup, you know? Take your heart for a tune-up. And I know people say, well, I go every week. I go to church. That's my tune-up. Well, some people just go to see their friends or to get their shout on or hear their favorite preacher. And, oh, he preached a powerful word. She preached a powerful word. But they never really considered it a checkup. They don't think, I'm going to church so that I can be purged of my ill behaviors. And even though, you know, there's a prayer sometimes that comes across the pulpit or what have you, asking that God would remove this and remove that and forgive us of this sin and that sin. And but sometimes we get up from the altar and we go back to our seats the same way we went down. So we don't look at it as a checkup, but we need a mind checkup and a heart checkup. All of us need this. Not just you, but me as well. You know, I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to be offensive. And if I'm doing, and I certainly don't want to be, you know, a hater, hating on someone. So that's why I'm talking about these signs, so that we can be aware. You know, the month of October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we talk about domestic violence, and but what is at the center of all of this domestic violence are people that are hating on you, people who are disappointing you, people who are offensive. If you are in a domestic violence situation, this is what you will experience. Signs that people are haters is that they may be very angry at you. They may stay mad at you for a long time, or they may get mad at you for no apparent reason. This is a sign that a person is hating on you. Okay, this is a sign that a person is a hater. If you have someone who's always getting mad at you or staying mad at you, this is a sign that you have a hater. Okay? There are some other signs. We're going to go over some of those other signs. Just wanted to give a couple of shout-outs to some of my friends on Facebook. My good friend Danica, who also has a radio show here in New Jersey. My good friend Kira Renee, who has a show on Blog Talk Radio. Cynthia Robinson, whose show is coming out tomorrow, her grand opening. My good friend Terry Benjamin, who's here with me each and every Tuesday. My best friend for life, Beverly Carter, my sister, God bless you. Minister Patricia Martin, give a shout out to her. And yeah, I'm talking this morning about the signs of a hater. You know, this is people that hate on you, and there's all kinds of reasons. We went over some of them, so you'll have to go back and listen to the archives to go back and listen to the show. And some other signs of that people are hating on you is when people are insecure of you. Okay? When people are insecure of you, this will be haters. Another sign is when they always contradict your opinions. That's a hater. Okay? I know they thought they were your friend, but they're always contradicting your opinions. I mean, who does that? If you're doing this to people, stop it, because that's a sign that you are a hater. And I know that many people, some of this stuff is just their normal behavior. But, you know, you don't want to be hating on anyone, because that's not going to be pleasing to God. God told us to love everybody, and he told us that we should be encouraging each other better than ourselves. So if you have these lists of behaviors that I'm putting out there, you know, stop it. Okay? So someone who's always in contradictory. People who are always, you know, talking very negatively of you. That's a hater. Another sign of a hater is someone who thinks that you're so dumb but yet they're so smart, okay? That's a hater. What else? Another thing, people will hate on you if you're like genuine at something and they're just like a wannabe. Remember that TV show years ago? And it was a movie, actually. And they accused this particular student. It was a college setting. And they accused the people of wanting to be like them. So a lot of times people will hate you when, you know, you're genuine at something. But they're just a wannabe. In other words, they're faking to be what you are. Okay? When someone is faking to be what you are, that is definitely a sign that they could be hating on you. And again, the whole bottom line of all of this is recognize the signs so that they don't trip you up. Recognize the signs so that they don't cause you to stumble, cause you to give up on your dreams and your goals. Especially during this time of year. Again, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You may be involved with a hater in a relationship. You know, the signs are there. If you're dating someone and they're always critical of everything you do, if they're very insecure of you, oh my goodness, insecurity, oh my God, be very, very leery. Very leery to think that this person really loves you and that you should get into a relationship with them. These are signs that you could end up being abused and end up in a serious domestic violence, aware of domestic violence relationship. So all month long, we're going to be covering domestic violence. As some of you don't know, one of the other roles that I'm in is to be a domestic violence advocate. And people would say, well, why a domestic violence advocate? Well, that's because I'm a survivor of domestic violence. So I'm an advocate against it. People say, well, Lalisa, why do you do, you know, this, this, and that? Well, I guess when I wrote the book, and I say in the book, I've been through just about every problem you can, known to woman. I guess some people, maybe they think I'm just making that up, but it's the truth. And so I'm a survivor of child molestation. I was molested as a kid. I survived it. I was bullied as a child and very fearful of people for a long time. I had the name Scaredy Cat, and that was my name and amongst my family members. And during that time, so I was afraid of people, and I would let people kind of mistreat me. They did. I would try to buy my friends, and I would say yes to people even though I didn't want to. So I grew up under that stigma, but now I'm a survivor of that. I dropped out of high school and dropped back in and achieved some things in the education world, academic world, I should say. So I have that story to talk about. So, you know, people say, why do you do all the things you do? Well, that's because I've done all the things that I've done. So what else is there to talk about? But here's the thing. I'm not talking just to put myself on blast. I'm talking to help others. And that's why I go to the schools, the colleges, the halfway houses. I haven't gone to the prisons yet. Well, I have gone to the prisons, I should say. I have gone. And I want to go back. I haven't been in a few years. But I want to go back and talk to people in prison and motivate them and empower them. So that's coming down the pike. You may say, well, why do you want to do that? Well, because I've been in jail. I've been locked up. I've been fingerprinted, arrested, locked up. And so that's why I'm doing it and excited about it. I'm married, yet I've been, you know, I've been raped. I've been assaulted several times, at least three. Oh, I don't want to say legitimate rape. God forbid. So, signs of getting back to my original topic this morning before we close out. You know, signs of a hater. And again, two reasons you want to know the sign. One, because if someone is hating on you, you don't want to let it hold you back, set you back, keep you from achieving your goals and your dreams in life. You don't want it to take away, you don't want it to take your focus. You don't want it to be a distraction to what you're doing. Also, you can utilize the one theory where people say let your hater be your motivator. But the other thing is you don't want it to be you. You want to make sure that you're not practicing these signs on anyone, because number one, that is not befitting to anyone's character. And as women of power and men of power, as coaches and leaders, mothers, fathers, grandparents, godparents, mentors, whatever we are, we don't want to have this behavior. And again, we're not perfect, so that's why, just like we take our car to the mechanic for a checkup, or we take our bodies to a doctor for a checkup, we need to get our mind, our emotions, and our heart checked up. And so this is a checkup on to make sure we're not haters, that we're not the person that is insecure of someone, being negative of someone, putting people down, being jealous of what someone has, being that wannabe. You know, they're the real thing, but we're just the wannabe. We don't want that. If people have gifts and talents, and we want to be able to celebrate them. Now, you might say, why would I do that? What's in it for me? Well, God's going to bless you. You get more blessings. And who wouldn't want a blessing from God? I love blessings. I'm just going to put it out there, let you know. I adore them. They're the best thing you can get. Whoa, they're wonderful. I just absolutely adore blessings and favor from God. Wow. You know, that's why they say favor ain't fair. Because is it fair that you don't hate anyone? You see, we could be like that, but we don't want to be like that. Okay? We want to be supportive of people. We want to be secure of others. You know, for instance, like for myself, I am a motivational speaker, and I meet people every day that are speakers or want to be speakers. I'm a coach. I meet people that are coaches. So, you know, I don't want to be insecure around these people. I want to be very secure around them. I'm a preacher. I have lots of friends that are preachers, and I'm not going to be insecure around them. You know, feeling like, oh, she can, as I say, if it's a woman or a man, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, but particularly, let's say women. Oh, she can preach better than me. Now I'm insecure? No, I don't want that. Because what happens is, once we start feeling insecure about people, now we start moving closer and closer to this realm of these deeper levels of hate that, you know, ultimately goes into, you know, jealousy and other things. And you don't want to be there. So that's why you want to catch it, you know, you want to catch yourself. Check up, do a checkup, as they say, a checkup from the neck up. We don't want that. We don't want to be insecure of somebody. I know women that, you know, have children. I've never had natural children ever in my life. You know, I've never even been pregnant. I've never once, you know, as a woman ever missed my monthly cycle, okay? So I have no clue of what it's like, but I'm not going to hate on women who have children and adore their children and that are mothers and grandparents. You know, but it starts with that those feelings of insecurity, feeling insecure around people. And again, because it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and, you know, and now that bullying is really, really big in our schools, in our society, in our communities, in the workplace, in the church, a lot of it goes back to those feelings of insecurity. You know, I think back to Joseph and his brothers, and the father favored Joseph. You know, that's a parent's right. I mean, I'm not saying I'm for or against it. I don't really care one way or the other. But it's a parent's right if that's what they want to do. I mean, there's a person that was on television the other day saying how, I forget who it was, it's some person that's like a movie star or whatever. He has these children, and he was saying that this is the second son that he has. Oh, it's his favorite. And the person who was interviewing him was saying, you know, don't you feel weird saying that? Don't you feel that you're wrong to favor one of your children? He says, I'm not going to treat them any real difference, he said, but the fact of the matter, for some reason, I favor this child more. He didn't even know why. He couldn't even explain it. This is a feeling that he had. You know, so that can happen. But now this other child could begin to feel insecure. And now that could cause the child to do some things to harm the other. Okay, so typically when people are insecure, they are going to harm somebody, either themselves or someone else. So we want to, you know, we want to stop this insecure. And I know I've been there. I've had lots of insecurities in my life. And I had nobody to talk to me about it as such that I'm doing right now on this radio show. I wished I would have had someone to break it down and explain it to me the way it's been done here today. I could have saved myself years and years of agony and pain and problems. You see, again, we don't have to hate on people and be jealous of people for things that they have and qualities that they have that we may not have. Or if you have people like this in your life, people who are showing these signs, always being offensive, always disappointing you, spreading rumors about you, gossips about you, these are haters. Disguised that they might be, they may try to say they're your best friend, and they may be, but guess what? Your best friend is a hater. That's perfectly normal. It happens all the time. Remember Judas. Judas was one of Jesus' 12 disciples, one of his closest crew, basically. And he was a hater. Okay? There are many of the Sadducees, the Pharisees, they hated on him for what he was and what he could do. But again, so a best friend could be a hater. A family member, a close family member could be a hater. Remember we said people that try to ruin you through drugs and alcohol and gambling, unsafe sex. Okay? There's a safe sex. You and your spouse, that's safe as long as they're monogamous. Person trying to ruin somebody. Person that's always mad at you. You got somebody that's mad at you? Hey, that's a problem. Why are they mad at you? For what? What did you do? You know, these are haters. And I'm giving you the signs so you'll know how to handle them. As my mom used to say, feed that person with a long-handled spoon. Okay? Because haters will ultimately try to hurt you in some way or another. You know, look at Jesus, look at Satan, look at Joseph's brothers, look at Saul and David. many, many instances and scenarios that we could find in the world even where people are hating on people. Haters hurt you. So beware of them. Yeah, you can let them be your motivators. In that sense, they're helping you. But they also want to hurt you. So just be aware of that so you'll know how to handle it. So you can take control of the situation. If you don't have control of the situation, that means someone else does. And I'm not talking about your heavenly creator, your father, your God. I'm not talking about him controlling things, because he does. But guess what? The God is in control, but Joseph's brothers still threw him in a ditch. So don't think that, you know, your God is in control. But you can still run into problems and situations. Yes, he will get you out of them, but you have to know how to carry yourself while you're in them. All right? And remember we said another sign when somebody's always contradicting your opinion. It's your opinion, and you have a right to it. Okay? So the upshot of that is, It's real. Don't let it be you. If you are, stop. If you have haters around you, let them motivate you. Let their insecurities of you or their negativity, their constant bashing of you, let that motivate you to achieve your goals, set your dreams high, set your achievements high, and let that make you an achiever. Let that make you love yourself even the more. And I'm talking about a love that's pure and a good love, not a negative love. All right, so for those of you who tuned in late, we're back to 7 a.m. We tried to do these other times, and it was okay, but now we're starting to do more training in our training center over in Elizabeth, New Jersey, 1139 East Jersey Street, PSUI Training Institute. We're doing training. We had a training session last night. We had two students, so we're very happy. We're starting small, but we understand and don't despise small beginnings. But people can sign up. We're going to run the class again. So it's a two-part class. It runs on Tuesday nights. So when one class ends, we'll begin another one. We meet for 2 hours. It's a four-hour class. For the rest of the year, we have it at our special introductory offer of $49.97. Next year, it will go up to $497 for the same class. So you want to take it now at this cut rate. It is trained, it's a train-the-trainer, but I'm teaching you how to facilitate not only workshops in your company, but you can do your own workshops and seminars and make money. And if you like selling other things, that's fine, but here's something you can sell, and that is your knowledge. So anyway, inbox me on Facebook if you want to know more about that, and also other training over there, how to self-course, how to publish a book, how to sell your book, publish your book, how to turn your book into a workshop, a seminar, what have you. Those are the trainings that we'll be doing over there. So we needed to bring the radio show back this time in the morning. So we'll be back every morning at 7 a.m. And I think it helps people to know what time we're on. And we'll be able to bring you some very, very wonderful guests. I have at least 15 people or so who want to get on to the broadcast and help you with all kinds of things and share all kinds of information with you. If you're tuned in right now and you want to come on the air, let us know and we'll try to get you scheduled. Our person who was doing that is now working on something else, so we had to get someone else, and that person is recovering from a medical injury. And as soon as they are back and up, we will have them contact you and get you scheduled for the broadcast. So we're excited about that. Also, this weekend, you know, Circle of Sisters in New York City. Many of you will be attending that Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully I'll see you there. I want to go for sure this year. I'm looking forward to being there all day Saturday, having an absolutely great time walking around talking to about 50,000 people. So if you're going, if you want to go, we can go as a group, we can go together, and it is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful event. If you haven't been, you know, it's worth it just to go and see what it's like.